So what does it mean when we say that Krishna takes away the karma of those who surrender to him? After all, we see even devotees have to go through the problems of life. Yeah. See, the word karma has different meanings. And we need to look at the different meanings to understand how Krishna protects the devotees. If we look at whatever problems come in our life, they can come at four levels. First is, we don't know what is the right thing to do. Because of lack of knowledge, say in the past, maybe 70, 80 years ago, people did not know smoking was bad. So they drank, they would smoke thinking that it's just a good fashion. So sometimes we do wrong things because of lack of knowledge. And then we bring reactions upon ourselves. Second is that we have knowledge of right and wrong, but still the desires are too strong. Still we have desires which say like alcohol. Now smokers know that the smoking is bad, but still they're impelled by it. So second is the desire, level of desire. Third is that presently we are in certain situations which cause suffering. Somebody may be poor, somebody may be handicapped, somebody may be in a very difficult financial situation or caught in a troubling relationship. These are current situations which we are living with. And fourth is the reactions that we are going to get in future for whatever we may have done. So put it another way, you can remember, envision our karma to be like a tank. So there is already some water in it. Some water is coming out, some water is going in. So when I say water is coming out, that means the suffering is coming upon us. Water is going in means that we are doing activities which will cause suffering in future. So now it's not that all the water that goes in has to go sequentially in and come out. It hits some actions, if I overeat, I may get the reaction immediately also. So basically, there is suffering which we are adding, suffering which is existing, and suffering which is coming right now. So this whole thing is called as Sanchit Karma. Accumulated karma. That is, the karmic tank is Sanchit, accumulated karma. Within that, what is coming to us is called as prarabdha. So whatever janma ishwar shuddha shuddhi vision, whatever intellectual level we have, whatever looks we have, whatever health we have, and whatever dynasty we are born in. There may be broader things which determine our happiness or suffering to some extent. These are like the prarabdha karma. So now, bhakti helps us at these various levels in very different ways. Firstly, is bhakti gives us knowledge. By which we at least know this is right, this is wrong. That means that because of ignorance, what we were adding suffering by doing bad karma, we stop that. Secondly, bhakti also gives us a higher taste. By which, when we know something is wrong, we are able to get the willpower, get the purification, by which we are able to give it up. Many of the things we have been able to give up. Some we have been struggling, but still we have been able to give up much more than earlier.
Yes.
So that itself is, much of the self-inflicted suffering stops. Now, with respect to the prarabdha karma, that usually does not go away immediately. So, for example, you know, in our tradition, faith healing has never been emphasized. That means, say somebody was born blind, and then say somebody touched him, some saint touched him, and the eyes came back. In Christianity, Jesus healed some people like that, and many faith healers claim to do that. Whether it is true or not, it's debatable. But in general, our tradition has not emphasized that. We have some saints, you know, who were blind, and so they were great devotees of Krishna. Their devotion did not remove their blindness. So generally, the prarabdha karma does not change. But what changes is our suffering because of that. Because when we are only in material consciousness or bodily consciousness, then any material suffering, because that is the only level of reality that we know about. So it feels as if our whole world has come crashing down. Or the whole world is unfairly limited in some way. But when the whole spiritual gateway opens for us, and we understand that we can have a relationship with Krishna irrespective of whatever situation we are in, so we are able to deal with that situation much better. So the material problem remains at a material level. But because our consciousness is not caught only in the material level, we have learned how to find satisfaction in the spiritual level. So, the problem doesn't cause that much suffering as it would have caused earlier. Or as it would cause even non-devotees.
Right, right.
And now with respect to the, so this we have to, usually we have to live with. And the fourth is the prarabdha, what is going to come in the future. Now generally speaking, that Krishna takes away in the sense that a devotee is no longer under the law of karma. So Prabhupada used the example that sometimes the police catch a thief, catches a young teenager, delinquent teenager, or a young boy who is stealing, and say police is beating a thief, and say a mother is chastising, beating a child because of some mischief. Externally beating is the same, but one is the rule of law, the other is the rule of law. There's a world of difference. So externally, a devotee may also go through sufferings, as might a non-devotee. But the devotee is overall in the shelter of Krishna. And because of being in the shelter of Krishna, whereas for non-devotees, suffering simply causes frustration. It just causes frustration. Whereas for devotee, suffering brings renunciation, realization and devotion. Three things. By renunciation, not a great or frustration, but because devotee understands there is a higher dimension to life.
Yes.
And I need to take shelter in that.
Yes.
So in that sense, we become not so dependent on material things for our happiness. Then also realization. Realization means that when we actually take shelter of Krishna in distress, we do experience some relief. So, tapanti vidhastapa naitan madgata chetasaha. That although there are various miseries which come upon all of us in material existence, but madgata chetasaha, when the consciousness is absorbed in me, then Krishna says that the devotees don't suffer in the same way as non-devotees. The sufferings come, but the devotees don't suffer.
Right.
So, okay. With respect to those future sufferings, so what is happening is, Krishna takes our karma, not the prarabdha, aprarabdha, what is going to come in the future.
Okay.
And prarabdha usually we have to live with, but we don't suffer so much. Aprarabdha Krishna may take, Krishna takes, and he takes personal charge. He does whatever is best to increase our attraction to him. So when a devotee goes through suffering without a resentful consciousness, it's not easy to avoid resentment, but somehow if we try to remember Krishna, and then we get that renunciation, realization, and then when we realize it means, yes, there is really the shelter of Krishna, and that shelter of Krishna really raises me above suffering.
Yes.
When we understand this,
then
our devotion to him also increases. Yes, Krishna is for real. So that way our shelter becomes more and more shifted from the material level to the spiritual level. So rather than, so devotees will also get sufferings. But the point is that those sufferings do not cause frustration. Rather the sufferings bring renunciation, realization and devotion. That way, in the Madhva Sampradaya, Acharya gives an example. Suppose a child has not done homework. And now the child is going to go to school. At that time, the teacher is going to say, show your hand. You're not done your homework, show your hand. I'm going to beat you. Stick. She's going to beat like that on the hand. Now the mother, when she says that, oh, my child has not done homework. The mother on one side doesn't want the child to be punished. But at the same time, she also knows that the child should learn discipline.
Right.
So the mother sends the child to school, but puts on a glove on the child's hand. And now, the teacher says, show your hand. Beats. It creates a loud noise, but the child doesn't feel any pain. So that glow, so that's a feature, is like material nature.
I see. Got it.
Krishna is like the mother.
Nice.
And the glow is the remembrance of Krishna.
Excellent.
So if we take external devotee may go through suffering, but if there is remembrance of Krishna, then the devotee is actually relieved from their suffering. Now, we may also, a devotee may have some fracture, some pain. Materialistic people are just going to go, ouch. A devotee could call out Krishna, Radharani, Chaitanya. You know, that itself gives relief, that is purifying, that is uplifting. So, now the problem may come if while going from the home to the school, the child takes away the glow. So, Krishna is giving us the shelter of his remembrance.
Yes.
So, even when we go through material nature, we will grow old, we will get diseased. We will also have to go through the Trivit Tapa. But Krishna gives us the glow, the shelter of remembrance. So we have to make sure that we hold on to that glow. Then we will experience the protection from misery.
Very nice. Very beautiful. Excellent. I think it's like driving a nail. Very nice. So one thing I'm trying to do after the recently is